Now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit present the inspirational word of the day. And now,
has begun to escalate. Who is right and who is wrong? Who is good and who is evil? They say that the ills of society falls on this group of people, yet others protest that their rights are being violated. The debate goes on and on, and as tempers begin to flare, division and discord are the result of a planet stricken by fear and uncertainty. I wish I was smart enough to be the arbitrator who had all the answers needed to resolve such a divisive subject about the mandatory vaccine requirements. However, as we wrestle with this topic, I believe that as Christians, we can go to the Bible to help navigate this minefield. The first principle must reside in our responsibility to our community, to help ensure the well-being of those around us. By wearing masks, social distancing, practicing good hygiene, and yes, even taking the vaccine if available. These are all options of how we can best reduce and diminish the spread of COVID-19. But our discussion has veered away from simply practicing responsible behavior, and now it's turned into the direction that you must get the vaccine. However, our Bible also speaks of a time when the freedom of human conscience will be taken away from society. Individuals will no longer be able to choose without severe repercussions and consequences. While we talk about the need for taking the vaccine, there must also be a concern when freedoms are taken away from individuals, especially when it pertains to what happens to their own bodies. A woman's right to choose has been vehemently protected despite its impact on the life of an unborn human. Yet, as we speak of the mandatory vaccination, the person's right to choose what happens to their own body has now been pushed aside. I become concerned because the Bible warns of these future events, and also humanity's track record of exploiting and even hurting people once their freedoms have been taken, which has typically resulted in genocide. What is the cost for public safety? Is it our right to choose? Is it our ability to pursue a normal life? Is it to sacrifice basic human activities if we don't have a vaccine card or passport, or even, as in the past, a yellow star on our clothing? I remember during the AIDS epidemic, during the 80s, the 1980s and 90s, humans were trusted and charged with the responsibility of being transparent and honest. And as a society, we were told to be vigilant and careful to make the necessary inquiries. It was a scary time. Some did not always do the right thing, but it did not come at the cost of our freedom to choose. If we choose to take the vaccine, that is fine. But if we choose not to take the vaccine, that should also be our choice. But with that choice, we understand that we are held accountable to live responsibly, to ensure that we do not endanger others around us. But to exchange our liberty of conscience is just too steep a price to pay. I'm Omar G. Jarvis. Dare to believe, and you will see that there is hope where you are. May God bless you.
With my face turned to the sun, weight on my shoulders, a bullet in my gun. Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I have to run. Can for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home, far across the river. Can you hear freedom calling, calling me to answer? Gonna keep on I can feel it in my bones. Early in the morning, before the sun begins to shine, we're gonna start moving towards that separating line. I'm wading through muddy waters. You know I got a made of mine. And I don't mind if I lose any blood on the way to salvation. And I fight with the strength that I got until I die. So I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home, far across the river. Can you hear freedom calling, calling me to answer? Gonna keep on keeping on.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Take me to the water, body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The black mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set. To hear you through your word, I made you. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby, I'm taking new steps. And if I fall, I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of.
It's now 16 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Brother Chris, Sister DC in the house, and music featuring Jason Nelson with Residue. Just a friendly reminder that as of this Wednesday, September the 1st, in the province of Quebec, people will be required to have a valid vaccine passport to access restaurants, gyms, training facilities, festivals, and bars. As of today, the vaccine passport does not apply to religious gatherings or weddings. So folks who are unvaccinated, you're down to 3 days to get your vaccine or make other plans. I want to thank Pastor Omar Jarvis for that timely word on vaccination, the mandate to get a vaccine in 2021. DC, what do you got?
Can I just say boo to all that? Or no,
you can't.
I can't. I'm not allowed. All right. Well, I'll just stick with the weather. Today looks like it's going to be a chance of sun and rain with a high of a 17. Sorry. High of 24 with a 90% chance of shower. Tomorrow, more rain, but a high of 20. The rest of the week looks like it'll fluctuate between a low of 22 to a high of 25, but a mix of sun and cloud. Saturday will be the last of the sun and cloud, as Sunday and Monday the following day will be rainy. Guys, I guess summer is over, but that's okay. We are just going to be blessed in this moment. Christopher, what music do you have for us to go?
I thought we were going to cover a few more things. Not yet?
Oh, okay. Well, before we go, Labor Day weekend is around the corner. Roots Cultural Association will be hosting a Labor Day weekend barbecue. It kicks off on September the 5th at 1 p.m. There will be music by DJ Powder and DJ RJ Biggs. There will be food, a barbecue galore, chicken, pork, fish, you name it. For more information, you can call 514-880-7837 or 514-927-0425. It is a family event, so get everybody out and enjoy the last grapes of the summer.
All right, you are still listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit, where we bring you stirring soul music every Sunday morning from an undisclosed remote location. A question I get quite a bit goes something like this: will you be going back to the CKUT studio anytime soon? Well, the answer has come back. It's official. It's a no.
Really?
Yep. The administration for CKUT has opted to wait due to COVID concerns, since everyone is not currently double vaccinated. So it looks like Jen, DC, and I will be doing our thing away from the station every Sunday for a few more weeks, perhaps months. So pray for us, people.
But don't hesitate to reach out to us. Christopher, how can our folks, our listeners and friends, reach out to us to get your requests, your birthday shout outs, all of that? Don't forget that stuff. We need the communication.
Absolutely. You can reach out to us on our personal Facebook pages, Brother Christopher Heron, Sister Caramel.
Yeah, but we have our
show. Yes, we have an official email address as well. info@mindsoulandspirit.com.
info@mindsoulandspirit.com.
Coming up next, Doe, House of Miracles on CKUT 90.3 FM.
We prophesy, oh, oh. Yeah. This is a house of worship. This is a place of praise, where every deed trembles, where we proclaim your name. This is a house of healing. Our hearts are full of faith. You have our full attention. You have a final say, and we say, come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus. This is a house of miracles. We bring everything to the feet of Jesus. Resurrection power. Your blood runs through our veins. Your kingdom triumphs over even the coldest grave. And we say, come alive
Jesus, come alive in the name of Jesus. This is a house of miracles. We bring everything to the feet of Jesus, everything in the name of Jesus. This is a house of miracles.
Chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change.
It's now 28 minutes after the hour. That was CeCe Winans with Believe For It. Coming up is our song of the day, which belongs to Motown recording artist, songwriter, professional contemporary dancer, and performer Jonathan Traylor. He's set to drop his new album, I'm Here For You, this fall. We'll play the new single, The Table, in just a few short minutes. But first, here's Jennifer Hudson, Pentatonics, with How Great Thou Art on CKUT 90.3 FM.
When I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power.
Presents our song of the day.
There is a table filled with the best food. Can you hear the Father calling? There's a seat just for you, and at this table, all is forgiven. Trade in your chains of bondage for crowns of freedom. All are welcome at the table. There is a place just for you, no condemnation at the table. There is a place just for you, just for you. Oh,
no condemnation at this table. There is a place just for you. There is a place just for you.
Bring back.
Here we go.
And now. Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit. You just heard The Table by Jonathan Traylor. Before that, Jennifer Hudson and Pentatonic with How Great Thou Art. Incidentally, don't forget to check her out in Respect, now playing in theaters everywhere. Before that, we heard Lady CeCe Winans with Believe For It, and we opened that set with House of Miracles by Doe. Of course, right now is one of my favorite parts of the show, which we get to share our picks of the week, and I'm going to go ahead and get things kicked off with mine. I want to send a personal shout out as part of my pick of the week to Marcia Bailey for throwing a stellar birthday celebration held at Le Balcon for Resurrection Center's musical director and adoring husband, Joel Campbell, who turned 50 last week. The evening began with folks coming in from all parts of the city and abroad, coming together in concert to sing happy birthday and surprising the bejeebus out of him. He seemed surprised if he was faking. Good act, Joel. The event was held with an array of guests, performances from an array of guests like Alan Prater, Coco Thompson, Wayne Tennant, Meredith Marshall, Slim Williams, Elijah Manzavani, and so many more. It was a wonderful event that got kicked off by Bishop David Burton, who offered us the word of prayer. I'm just going to say kudos to Marcia Bailey for pulling off a wonderful event without a hitch. I also want to shout out Kimlin McShine, who shared the birthday with Joel. They're like birthday twins. They both turned 50, and she was there that evening as well. So kudos, Marcia, and that is my pick of the week.
Oh, that is your pick of the week.
Oh, and by the way, you know who else was there?
Who?
Carl Henry.
That's a beautiful.
And Simona McDonald. So many people. And Roger. Your
All
Roger.
The Resurrection
yes.
Center was in the house.
It was.
All right. Well, DC, my pick of the week goes out to, since we are doing this nepotism thing, goes out to the lovely Lady So, a.k.a. Wifey, who will be celebrating her birthday this Friday, September the 3rd. She's already welcoming another year with a brand new look,
yes!
Sure to get a few folks doing a double take. Yep, yep. Double take. This bold and beautiful look will be highlighted on social media this week. Think Lupita Nyong'o or Andrea Bordeaux, and you'll be getting to get that fearless picture of Lady So this week. That's all I say on this topic. Check out FB Instagram by Friday. Yeah, Friday, her birthday.
Now, you know,
that's
I
all
love
I can say about
some
that.
Sophia, right? Mm-hmm. But you have some nerve about getting down on my pick of the week. You know, you're so lucky. I love Lady Sophia.
But I
got to give it up to her. I was very, very thoroughly pleased and impressed with her surprise. Wait for it, you guys. All
Wait
right, Christopher, who are we going to be featuring right
We're
now?
We're going down to the tropics. Jermaine Edwards, Don't Count Me Out on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Reasons.
Many people tried so many times to tear me down. Never prayed I tried to pick me up off the ground. They said I wasn't gonna make it very far. Look in my life and I got so many scars. Wasn't easy but I really worked hard. Always having Father God in my heart. Don't count me out yet, I'm still running. Found him but I got up fighting. My eyes are on God's kingdom always. And I won't stop until I finish this race. Don't count me out yet, I'm still running. Fell down but I got up fighting. My eyes are on God's kingdom always. And I won't stop until I finish this race. I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I'm trying to be the man God wants me to be. Don't let nobody distract me from my dreams, even if my friends turn my enemies. Honestly, sometimes I feel so lonely, and no one left God is walking with me. I see one set of footprints in the sand. It was God always carrying me. Don't count me out yet, I'm still running. I fell down, but I got up fighting. My eyes are on God's kingdom always, and I won't stop until I finish this race. Don't count me out yet, I'm still running. Fell down, but I got up fighting. My eyes are on God's kingdom always, and I won't stop until I finish this race.
Working as he pleases. Look at the blue skies to ease my stress. Everything I need, I receive, God bless. Just a child from the ghetto back streets. Feel the drive, never wanna take the back seats. Relaxing with my faction. No stress, no hate, no distractions. Let the sunshine be the main attraction. Holiday give me so much satisfaction, yeah.
Holiday, holiday, every day. When I excited, get I'm way to feel like holiday, holiday, oh holiday. For mama, tell you to hold me down. For mama, tell you to go all out. For mama, tell no backing down. When you enter me, I got no doubt. For mama, tell you to hold me down. You to go all out. For mama, tell no backing down. When you enter me, I got no doubt.
I go back every December. Cause I need to remember, me I need to remember. Oh, yeah. Baby, girl, you know me, what's on my mind? Girl, you know me, it's all in time. So many people go by for this year, so far for this year. We give thanks for this year, it's holiday for sure.
Lima Blaze every day.
You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You just heard Lima Blaze with Every Day, and before that, I Need You with Men of Standard. Is that what you were going to say, Christopher?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. I'm glad I got it. All right, we're getting ready to get up out of here. Before we do that, I just want to send out some birthday shout-outs. Belated birthday shout-outs to Sharon Davidson, Sharon Riley's mom, who had a really harrowing experience with illness over the past couple of years. So we're just really grateful to still have her. I want to send a birthday shout-out to former Montrealer and former childhood best friend, Nadja Mark, Cecil Hinkson, Dwayne Pindling. Happy birthday to my cousin Elton. I want to say happy birthday to a friend of mine south of the border, William Elston. Of course, birthday shout outs to Joel Campbell, as mentioned before, and Kimlin McShine. In popular culture, of course, you know Yolanda Adams just turned 60, and I have always been a lifelong fan of the King of Pop, who would have been 63 today. Michael Jackson would have been 63, y'all. I want to say also, I want to say it. I can't believe I missed it. Okay, you know, it'll come back to me, but that's fine. We're going to get back into some music with Tyrone Block and the Christ Tabernacle Combined Choirs with the song Going Home right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Tell me,
Hope you enjoyed this episode of Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're here every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9. Brother Chris, Sister DC, and Jen, who we hope to see next week. What do you got?
Actually, you know what I wanted to say earlier on? Can you believe it's been 1 year since we bade farewell to Chadwick Boseman? Yes, this was the 1 year anniversary marking the loss of Marvel's first black superhero. So I just want to say keep a moment of silence and cherish your loved ones. That's all. Hope everyone enjoyed the show. Please don't forget to be safe, wear your mask, wash your hands, and of course, be kind. We're going to get up out of here with Toronto's own Toronto Mass with Go Down Moses. Thanks again for listening. Be blessed, bon courage, and we'll hear from you guys next Sunday.
My people go. Go down. Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca in times of the pandemic.
Como es habitual, esta mañana les presentaremos una mirada y comentario de las actividades culturales de Montreal con nuestras recomendaciones a cargo de Daniel Lara. También tendremos el resumen noticioso semanal de lo que